Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Tharad. Today is Thursday, 30th of May, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are expected to open on a negative note following GIFT Nifty trends, which indicates a loss of 54 points for the broader index. In the previous trading session, the Indian equity market continued their losing streak for the fourth consecutive session amid selling seen in oil and gas, IT, realty and banking names. At close, the Sensex was down 0.9% to 74502 level, while the Nifty was down 0.8% at 22704 level. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take a support at 22685 with immediate resistance placed at 22792. Coming to some of the top stocks to watch out in today's trading session are, firstly, Tata Steel shares will be in focus after revenue came down by 6.8% year-on-year to 58,687 crore in the March-ended quarter, while net profit was down 64.6% year-on-year. The board has recommended dividend of 3.6 rupees per share. Secondly, Hindustan Oil Exploration will be in focus today after revenue jumped 80% year-on-year in Q4, while net profit stood at 70 crore in the March-ended quarter. Thirdly, Edelweiss Financial Services will be in focus after the Reserve Bank of India stopped its subsidiary Edelweiss Asset Reconstruction from acquiring any stressed assets. Fourthly, SJVN will be in focus after the company signed pact with Indian Oil for joint venture in renewable and new tech projects. And finally, RVNL shares will be in focus after it bagged an order which was worth 38 crore rupees for signaling work. Today, Office Space Solutions will debut on the bourses today. Market participants will also track the listing of Office Space Solutions on bourses today. Besides that, we have three block deals. First, RR Cable, wherein TPG Asia is expected to sell entire 5% stake. Secondly, KFintech will also be in focus after General Atlantic Singapore is expected to sell up to 6.8% stake. And finally, IRB Infra will be in focus after promoters are expected to sell up to 4% equity via the block deal. Coming to the global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. US stocks fell overnight amid further gains in treasury yields and concern over the timing and scale of possible interest rate cuts from the US Federal Reserve. The Dow fell more than 1% and hit its lowest level in nearly a month. All of the S&P 500 sectors also ended lower, with rate-sensitive utilities among sectors with the biggest declines. The dollar soared to a two-week high against major peers as a rout in treasuries improved the currency's allure due to both higher US yields and demand for safe haven assets. Meanwhile, Asian markets extended losses this morning, tracking Wall Street's move ahead of a slew of economic data from the region. Japan's Nikkei fell more than 2%, while the broader topics dropped 1.4% in early trade. South Korea's Kospi also shed nearly 1%. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have VK Vijayakumar of Geojit Financial Services talking about the near-term trends of India VIX after it hit a two-year high. Listen in.
India VIX has been stable this year from early January to early May. This was because after the assembly election results, which gave a thumping win to the BJP in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh, the market started discounting an easy victory for the BJP in the general elections. From early May onwards, reports of political consolidation by the opposition in the media started creating election jitters, and reports of low turnout in the first three phases of elections created anxiety in the ruling party circles regarding its impact on the election results. Sustained selling by the FIIs also contributed to the election jitters. Therefore, during the last 1 month, the India VIX has spiked by 87%. The large volume of options trade contributed to the spike in VIX. The volatility is likely to peak on June 3rd and 4th and decline after that. Once the stability returns to the market, the sectoral movements will be driven by fundamentals. Financials, capital goods, telecom, and automobiles are likely to lead the rally once stability returns to the market.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.